Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh, home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
In defending his fire response, Governor Newsom sent people to a DNC fundraising site. He also defended his homeless policy with a coupon for tents.
Oh.
We got some fire stuff and Newsom rules and all that sort of stuff for you that I think are interesting whether wherever you live. But a couple of breaking news things that are happening in the final days of the Biden administration. He's what, down to 5 days left?
Thank goodness.
The FDA announced a red dye number whatever needs to come out of food. So get used to gray Skittles, I guess. Like, you know, enjoy it. I don't know if red dye whatever is hurting us or not, but no more of that in food starting in 2027. And also, they're going to limit the amount of nicotine that's allowed in cigarettes. We'll be the first country in the world to do that. It's going to be a low level of nicotine you're allowed to put in cigarettes.
And it's far below existing cigarettes. And I've heard it claimed that this is essentially a cigarette ban.
Huh, I don't know much about that, but if you're a smoker, so you're going to have to smoke like 5 cigarettes to get the nicotine fix you usually get from one to be able to steady your hands enough to go to work?
Or thereby damaging your lungs. It's also, the point's been made that this will be an unbelievable opportunity for the Mexican cartels.
Oh, wow, black market cigarettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am mostly a personal choice, liberty guy. The
sure.
fact that cigarettes still exist as a product, though, is really quite amazing. There's no, unlike, you know, I mean, it's not the same as booze or anything else. There's no reason to smoke cigarettes. For them to exist as a product you can buy at the store.
I don't know. If I enjoy it, that's reason enough, isn't it?
Well, separate that from Huff and Paint. And special canisters that are easier to fit around your nose.
Yeah, I see your point. And the other aspect of this, which is so frustrating to those of us who love liberty, is that to the extent that we're becoming a socialized country, and I have to bail you out if you make terrible life choices again and again that at some point gives me the right to dictate life choices.
Yeah, I don't like that argument.
Which is not, I would much rather attend to the problems of too much liberty and too little, to paraphrase Jefferson.
That's a 100% true, but man, what a tangled web we weave when first we choose to be socialist. Because that is very true. If I'm paying for your incredible number and expense of health problems because you smoke, then I should have some say, but I don't like going down that road.
I agree completely. So much to talk about in terms of the Southern California wildfires. Then we'll move on to other fare, including the transition, the inauguration, and just all sorts of stuff. Also, a great couple of blows have been struck against gender-bending madness in recent days. You have not heard about this because the Bigfoot media hasn't reported it because they're not happy with it. But dudes competing in women's sports? Yeah, hey, son, go play on the boys' team. More news on that to come. A couple of things to do with the wildfire, though, that I wanted to get on. We've referenced this. I wanted to get to it specifically. 2019, a public relations video put out by the L.A. Fire Department's head of diversity, equity, and inclusion, Deputy Chief Christine Larson, said that she was explaining why it was so important that we have an equitable number of women firefighters. Because that's, firefighting, the Marines, they're all jobs programs. They're not like task-specific, occupations that demand certain qualifications. No, they're just a social experiment. Anyway.
Well, and the weird belief in disparate impact. So if you don't have 50-50 men and women, clearly you're cheating the system somehow. That didn't end up that way.
One of the dumbest, least defensible doctrines I've ever heard of in my life. And there are quite a few people who have served on the Supreme Court that believe in disparate impact. If there's a difference in outcome, that's proof of racism. It's idiotic.
Or sexism.
Or, as I've said before, if my dog espoused that view, I would hit him with a rolled-up newspaper. Because it's so dumb. Anyway, L.A.'s DEI chief, Deputy Chief Christine Larson, said, and if we recruit an equitable number of women, and she's not strong enough to lift a man out of a burning building, well, and I quote, he got himself in the wrong place. Maybe the hypothetical man burned in the fire will make better life choices next time.
Yeah, that comment got a lot of, it happened on Friday and got a lot of attention over the weekend. I didn't even understand what she was trying to say. She must have said it poorly or something. What does that mean?
No, that was in a video they put out intentionally in 2019.
It just came out Friday and made the that
it got more attention.
Everybody was talking about it. So, but what did they mean? That I don't even understand what that means.
What she's saying is, I will translate because I've studied these people to the point of frustration. The main thing is equity. We must have an equitable number of women. And if you point out a problem with that, that problem is the problem. The equity is not the problem. The fact that women can't lift a large man out of a fire is proof that that man is too large and should be less large.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't take it that way. I thought they meant you're in the wrong place. It's like you should have been in a, I don't know, had your house catch on fire in a district where they didn't have an out-of-shape lesbian.
Well, no, it's nonsense. That's as we were discussing yesterday, the romantic point of view is all that matters is my feelings. And I feel this to my bones, so there's no facts you can bring me that will change my mind, and I don't even want to hear them. Hmm. It's just childish. She also maintained the same nut job, Deputy Chief Christine Larson. You are a nut job, lady. Also maintained that people want to see someone responding to emergency who looks to an emergency who looks like you. And the National Review points out, if a Filipino immigrant's house is saved by the LAFD in recent days, homeowner didn't say, "Oh, thank goodness, but I wish at least one Pacific Islander was on the crew." Nobody ever said that in the history of mankind. God, these people are lunatics. They shouldn't be in charge of anything. Anyway, I just wanted to touch on that briefly. All sorts of news outlets, the Sacramento Bee, which is the paper of record in the capital of California, PBS, NBC Los Angeles, New York Times, all with headlines, climate change fueled L.A. wildfires, experts say. As we've been discussing in recent days, virtually every expert is a college professor, quote-unquote expert. It's a college professor. And what are 97% of college professors? Progressives. So these experts always have progressive views. Here's another one. Warming climate created perfect storm for catastrophic fires. The clear link between the California wildfires and climate change. That's NBC. New York Times. The California wildfires are the latest disaster supercharged by climate change. Extreme weather events, deadly heat waves, floods, fires, hurricanes are the consequences of a warming planet, scientists say. But as they point out in the California Globe, claiming these fires are because of climate change is patently absurd. I don't think anyone who just watched their home and neighborhood and their kids' school burn to the ground is thinking that damned climate change. Because climate change is a catch-all for dull and deceitful politicians and low-information journalists to cover for their incompetence and corruption, and it explains everything and excuses everything. Anthony Watts, a meteorologist, he's got his website, Watts Up With That. He is a non-climate cultist. He explained why climate change did not cause these latest fires, and this is the main point. The current fires, like many before them, are largely driven by well-documented weather phenomena, historical land use patterns, and human decisions, not by a nebulous, all-encompassing narrative of climate factors. California's relationship with fire predates the Industrial Revolution and certainly modern climate discussions. Historical records and studies consistently demonstrate that large wildfires have been a natural part of the state's ecosystem for millennia. You can look at a chart of wildfires, rainfall, and droughts going back to the 19th century when some of these records were first kept, and you see every sort of year and every sort of pattern.
As Tom McClintock told us yesterday, as a congressperson from California who's on the committees that look at this sort of stuff, they know how many acres used to burn way back in the day, and it was a lot.
Right, and then where is that? There was one more story. There's a new term that's flying around that you're going to hear. It has to do with the hydration whiplash or something like that. It's the dry years followed by wet years. The hydration whiplash is part of climate change. So they're trying to get that one going.
Wow.
It's
cool.
It's ridiculous. And as the point has been made by several different folks, including ourselves, if you are absolutely sold on the idea that climate change is with us and is causing wildfires and the rest of it, then why are you so damn unprepared? You spend all your time talking about how climate change is ruining everything, and then you say, well, we couldn't be prepared because of climate change. Yeah, which is it?
Dozens of suspected looters have been arrested so far, preying on really expensive neighborhoods where people have been ordered to evacuate. So the government tells you you have to leave, you leave. And then does the government do a good job of keeping scumbags from coming in and stealing all your stuff? That's a really maddening situation. I'm looking at this picture of all the people that they have arrested. It's, you want a group of people that looks like America? To a certain extent, this group looks like America. All kinds of different shades and hues of human being that are scumbags who will come steal your stuff in a crisis.
Evidently, there's diversity, equity, and inclusion among looters who should all be beaten. The term I was looking for, Jack, is hydroclimate whiplash. Hydroclimate whiplash.
I will start throwing that around.
Please do.
And then Governor Newsom yesterday signed an executive order prohibiting greedy land developers from ripping off L.A. wildfire victims with unsolicited, undervalued offers to buy their destroyed property, et cetera, et cetera. Karen Bass weighed in on hotels are not allowed to raise their rates a certain amount. Jonah Goldberg of the Dispatch tweeted out those stories and said, I think this is profoundly, immorally stupid. It's a waste of government time and resources, an unnecessary impediment to economic recovery, condescending nannyism, and demagogic policy.
Agreed. Every word, every long word.
Yeah. The government starts getting involved in that sort of thing, and it distorts every level of everything.
Right. Coming up later in the show, in defense of gouging, and also the homeowners who have said, yeah, I know we're supposed to have evacuated. I'm staying here with my gun guarding my home. Thank you very much. And their interesting relationship with law enforcement.
I went to Trump's inauguration first term and the fancy ball and everything like that. You got to write a big check to get in this time around. Among other things we've got to talk about, I hope you can stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop.
Calcium Oxalate Protector. Add KidneyComp to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyComp is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyComp. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyComp today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyComp.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyComp at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyComp.com today.
You voted big government out and efficient government in. Now it's time to trim the fat from big wireless. Pure Talk gives you the exact same service on the exact same towers with better customer service, all for half the cost. Get unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot for just $35 a month. Dial #250 and say keyword Pure Talk to save an additional 50% off your first month. Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
President-elect
Trump's inauguration is just a few days away, and I saw that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg will all be in attendance. The three richest men in the world all in one place. Man, if you thought Bernie Sanders looked miserable at the last inauguration, ain't you?
When a Democrat is inaugurated, it's full of Hollywood stars, but that's just cool. It's just cool that Hollywood stars are there. If you got three people who've accomplished something and happen to get really rich from it, there's an implication that something evil and untoward is happening. I've noticed none of these stories connect any dots, like make any statements. Just the three richest men will be sitting together.
Oh my God.
And finish your sentence, and they're going to do what?
Bernie's going to have to clap his hand-hewn mittens over his ears. He's going to be so disgusted by the proceedings. So, speaking of the first go-round for Trump, the first inauguration, we've been discussing at times lately the fact that there's a very different feel in this transition.
No
doubt. Back in 2016, it was, he's an illegitimate president. He won't even get inaugurated. He's a Russian stooge. Wait till that brave investigation gets going. I heard James Comey yesterday. And it was all phony and really, you know, queered the beginning of the Trump administration.
Absolutely.
It was something he had to fight the whole time. Anyway, it's a very, very different feel this time around, where not only did he obviously win legitimately, but big. The festivities are in full swing. There is full-blown FOMO / status-seeking going on in terms of the inauguration to an unbelievable extent. CEOs are angling for invites to parties, which include the Maha Ball and another featuring Snoop Dogg, who is the U2 of the 20th century. You can't swing a dead cat without seeing Snoop Dogg on the TV.
What's the Maha Ball?
Make America Healthy Again Ball?
But
the nature of it? I don't know. I don't know.
Why is it so hot? Because RFK Jr. is going to be there.
Yeah, and that's kind of just hot among a certain crowd of Americans. But 8 years ago, Trump's inauguration smashed fundraising efforts, drew in high-dollar donors across the corporate spectrum. This month's event will make the 2017 affair look like a bake sale.
Really interesting.
Corporate interest in Donald Trump's inauguration has grown so intense that allies of the president-elect have been soliciting $10 to $15 million donations. Those are individual donations to spread across various Trump groups, according to people familiar with fundraising. Some high six-figure donors have asked consultants to help them get in the door and been turned away.
Wow.
Or are waitlisted. Listen, if a ticket shakes loose, I'll call you. Thanks for your $800,000. I give you $800,000. And they can't get in the door. The inauguration's raised more than $200 million so far. Could double what it raised 8 years ago. And they name-check various crypto companies and J.P. Morgan, Chase, Comcast, McDonald's, Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, Johnson & Johnson, all giving $1 million or more. This is not unique to Trump.
Of course not.
Every inauguration and every fundraising for a presidential library is legalized bribery. It's absolutely, unquestionably bribery.
Obviously it is. It's funny. No more people don't talk about that or call it that. Obviously it is. Why'd you donate millions of dollars to the presidential library? Because you just really like books for that particular president or documents? No. No.
A nice diorama, and they don't come cheap.
You're hoping to get a meeting. I'll tell you one thing. I was at the main ball for Trump in 2017, but when he was inaugurated. And the food there was spectacular. I mean, it was one
did
of the...
Did you sneak in? How'd you get in?
Somebody snuck me in, yes. I did not have a ticket. Somebody snuck me in. Because, I mean, it was the highest of high rollers in there. But it was the best buffet I've ever had. I mean, the food was really good, as you would expect.
I don't doubt it, yeah.
I spent a lot of time lingering over the food. Other people seemed like they were used to that sort of chow, but I was really enjoying it.
Coming up, in defense of gouging, microplastics are ruining your life and much more.
Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Two U.S. officials say Israel and Hamas have agreed on core elements of a ceasefire and the release of dozens of hostages. According to people familiar with the negotiations, both sides are working to overcome minor details, but don't believe any sticking points will derail progress. The details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration, Qatar, Egypt, and the incoming Trump administration all involved.
This deal appears close, but a reminder that Prime Minister Netanyahu still has to get it through his security cabinet and his government to get the green light.
Yeah, I did read something the other day about the level of coordination between the incoming Trump team and the outgoing Biden team is really high on a couple of different things that are going on right now at a level you wouldn't necessarily think based on...
Good.
The way our
Good.
Politics are, yeah, because that should be what's happened. Joe Biden is making noises trying to make this be like the end triumph or of a long career in public service, him getting the hostages out and a ceasefire deal. I don't think it's going to land that way. I think it's going to land as, okay, they're scared of Trump, they weren't scared of him, and now they're actually going to do it. I think it's going to be seen as a Trump win rather than a Biden win.
I don't disagree with a syllable of that.
I also think, so why do wars come to an end when one or both sides are exhausted? And Hamas is definitely exhausted, and I think some of this is just a guess, some of it based on, you know, the reporting that's out there. I think Israel's hell-bent on, probably with the help of the United States, in a major attack on Iran to take out that nuclear weapons facility, where they're just a couple of weeks away from a nuclear weapon if they decide they want it. And, man, I was talking to, or no, I wasn't talking to him. I wish I was. We should try to see if we could get General Petraeus on, Hansen. He's got a book out. So, podcast the other day saying it has absolutely got to be the policy of the United States, as it has been for a long time, that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon, because that would just change all of the formulas for the way everything is done in the Middle East going forward.
And there's virtually nobody on earth who disagrees with that. No significant power. I mean, Russia is in bed with Iran right now, but Putin's got no love for lunatic fundamentalist Shia Muslims.
And he's kind of busy. And Iran will, as we talked with Ian Bremmer last week, Iran has never been this weak. They'll never be weaker. There's never been a better time than to do it now. So I think that's one of the reasons that Israel is willing to, because that's a heck of a deal they're willing to make right now. You're going to give us back the remaining live people and a bunch of dead bodies? F you people. We're going to kill you all. But I think they're making this deal because they've got bigger fish to fry. We'll see.
At least, yeah, it might buy them a little bit of time to, you know, reposition and reassess. The thing that, and Lord knows, I can't tell Bibi Netanyahu anything about this topic because he knows already, is that Hamas is fundamentally a fundamentalist Islamic organization. And it is written, enshrined in the Quran and tradition that to deceive your enemies is honorable. I mean, if it results in Allah's victory and further conquest, and then that to be utterly dishonest and deceptive is perfectly fine. It's not like our cute Western ethics. So he and I would go into this agreement saying, all right, these guys are going to break every single facet of this and cheat on every single facet of it the first moment it becomes possible. So it's a lovely little agreement. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I didn't fully understand this till I read the Woodward book. Then I think it came up with somebody we're talking to the other day. When Iran launched all those drones at Israel, and then Israel had to respond, they responded, and most of the reporting was, okay, it was a gesture, they didn't hit anybody, it was just they had to do it to save face, blah, blah. They took out all of Iran's most sophisticated anti-aircraft weaponry that Russia had given them. That's what they did, which was absolutely laying the groundwork for the coming attack, I think, with the help of the United States to really take out that nuclear facility. Iran is defenseless right now.
I was just going to say, at the very least, it was sending the message, all right, we just made you defenseless. Do not mess with us. Do not mess with us again.
How much of a hard ass is Trump going to look like if he gets this ceasefire thing between Hamas and Israel has a successful attack with our help on Iran to take out the facility? That'll send a message around the world.
It absolutely will. Yeah,
we'll see.
You know, the great disconnect between a lot of folks on the MAGA side of things and just people in general is they don't understand to be quote unquote militaristic, or to beef up your military, to project strength, to project hard-assishness, to quote my colleague Mr. Armstrong here, that prevents war. That stops people from dying in war. If you are so formidable and so clearly willing to use your power, you don't have to. That's the point. Pacifists get in fights.
I'm looking up at the TV, CBS News going with a redefining obesity story, how we're moving away from the BMI scale. I'll have to dig into that a lot. I need a scale that says better things about me. Says nicer things, uses kinder words than the BMI, which calls us all heavy.
Fat. Well, a lot of us are heavy.
Right, but you know, we all know the BMI thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, if you are like at the beginning of the obese section of the BMI scale, I'd really, because you don't have to be very heavy at all.
No.
I'd really like to know how seriously are your health outcomes being, you know, affected by your being 20 pounds over your ideal weight. And I tell you what, just for an example, I've been fat, I've been thin. You know, when I was like in the greatest shape of my adult life, when I lost all that weight, I was down to 168, 178, something like that, at 5'11". And I was just in great shape, and I was still overweight, according to the scale.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to be 175, and I would be a stick person. I mean, people would ask me, at me whispering behind me, is he okay?
Yes.
Did his cancer come back? If I was 175.
Right. So, anyway, rejigger it. Fine. Get back to me when you're done. I'm trying to maintain a reasonable weight.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good on the no-baked goods, or at least no donuts. So my nieces came up with this standard, which is pretty good. Because I was trying to figure out, like, do pancakes count as a baked good? And I don't know. If you could get it at a bake sale, it's a baked good. If you can't, it's not. Was theirs. And that's worked pretty well for me.
Yeah, I like it. It's very homespun.
Yeah. Like, I had pancakes the other day. You wouldn't get those at a bake sale. I'm not going to go crazy with pancakes like I do donuts. I'm not going to pick up pancakes on the way home and eat them in my car. Probably.
Yeah.
You never know, though.
You know, it's kind of an artificial dividing line, but I get it. It works.
Yeah. What do you think, Katie? Think I'm slicing it too thin?
I think the man that pulled a fork out of his suit pocket so he could eat a pie in his car might get a stack of pancakes and eat it in there as well.
Oh, I'll have to keep an eye on myself. If I start eating pancakes in my car, I have my fork right here.
He has a fork on him, folks. Nobody carries a fork.
I do.
I've seen Swiss Army knives that have 47 different implements. They don't, well, sometimes they do include a fork.
Now, this is a full metal table fork that I keep in my jacket pocket.
Oh, my God.
In case I find myself with a pie or something. Yes, Michael.
I'm just in disbelief. That's all.
The way you just waved it around, you're so proud of it.
I know, it's odd, isn't it?
As fork will travel. Okay. Where were we? We were talking about something important.
We had moved on, I believe.
Okay. That's right. We were on obesity. Right. Okay.
Confirmation hearings that are going on today live. If anything exciting happens, I'll let you know about it. My current position is Pam Bondi is too hot to be Attorney General. I think it's off-putting somehow.
Wow.
I don't think
misogynist.
I don't think I can take her seriously.
It's Mad Men around here.
It's hard to take her seriously.
Also, in defense of looting and an encouraging gender-bending madness update.
Like that. Things are going, the wind is definitely blowing the right direction on that topic. No doubt about it. We got a lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now it's our lowest price of the season on our top-selling IH smart bed. Your best savings, plus free home delivery with any base. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
It's big. Soon, Donald J. Trump will be inaugurated the next president, and millions of Americans want to know the truth. They're turning to Newsmax for it. Newsmax is one of the most trusted news sources in America, and the fastest-growing cable news channel. All this week, tune into Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern to watch Rob Schmidt's series on Trump's big plans for day one. Then, at 8 p.m. Eastern, Rob Finnerty exposes the billionaires trying to stop Trump. You need to watch Newsmax. Even President Trump says he watches it all the time. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems and YouTube TV. Or download our free Newsmax app on your phone or TV and start watching for free. Millions are really making the switch to Newsmax. Be one.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Starbucks is rolling out a new policy that requires people to buy something if they want to use the bathroom. Meanwhile, at Dunkin' Donuts, you're free to go to the bathroom while standing in line.
Wow.
Actually, the CEO of Dunkin' said, anybody can come in, but you've got to punch the biggest guy in here to establish yourself.
I don't mind.
I have been in a number of Dunkin' locations throughout our beautiful nation and have not found it to be excrement-strewn prison-like in any way.
Once again, Starbucks twisting themselves into knots, trying to deal with the street people problem without saying out loud, we're changing our rules because of the street people problem. That's why. Hey, city, stop having drug addicts hang around everywhere coming. I wish all these businesses would just say out loud why they're changing their policies.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think Starbucks is one of the few that would be vulnerable to the online fever pitch crowd.
You're right.
Most companies should just ignore those people. They're few in number. They're pissed off about, they'll be pissed off about something different tomorrow. Don't worry about it. But Starbucks could actually get hurt by the young woke lunatics.
Got this text I wanted to read. My dad and I have loved your show for many years. He unfortunately passed away this weekend, but you always brought a smile to his face right up till the end. With your intelligence and humor, keep fighting the good fight. Andy from the OC, Orange County.
Appreciate thanks, that. Andy. And we're sorry for your loss, obviously. That's very touching. Yeah. Wow. Are we ready, Michael? It's a gender-bending madness update, a twist, friends.
Oh, what?
Much more hope than outrage this time around.
Check the neck.
We don't need to go there. Michael's asleep at the switch, dealing with a technical problem. I apologize to the audience. What did I say? It's a gender-bending madness update. Worth mentioning that though a couple of these stories are quite significant indeed, they're getting no attention because they are very, very uncomfortable to the mainstream media. On Thursday, a federal judge in Kentucky issued a nationwide block to the Biden administration's Title IX rewrite, which made gender identity a protected characteristic under the Education Amendment of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and that would have required schools and colleges to give trans-identifying biological men also known as men. It's the only kind of man there is, a biological man. Don't bother with the term. Anyway, it would give trans-identifying men access to women's sports spaces and scholarships.
It would have been a mess. I mean, it would have unleashed. It would have been like that Grants Pass ruling what it did to homelessness if this had gone the other direction on the trans thing. Just upend
everything. It would have been
devastating.
Yeah. Devastating. And just bizarre and just completely contradictory to the idea of Title IX, which was we've got to protect women's sports and make sure women have equal opportunities. Well, they don't if dudes can just say, yeah, I'm a chick now and play against them. Anyway, the court wrote in its ruling, quote, when Title IX is viewed in its entirety, it is abundantly clear that discrimination on the basis of sex means discrimination on the basis of being male or female. And in spite of radical gender theory...
Stop using gendered language.
Which would have been laughed out of any sane conversation 8 years ago, 10 years ago, but is now being taught in your children's school. You don't get to choose whether you're a male or a female. You can throw on a dress there, sweetheart, but you're still a dude. As far as the law is concerned, at least. Anyway, well done to the judge in Kentucky. We'll see where that goes. Also, here's a story. This is actually from the New York Times and some great commentary from our friend Paolo. But a divided House on Tuesday approved legislation that aims to bar transgender women and girls. They're boys and men. We have words for that, men and boys, from participating in school athletic programs designated for female students as this is great. This is such a Republican's pounce style sentence. As Republicans sought to wring political opportunity from a social issue that helped them win the 2024 election.
Wow.
Boy, I could teach a college class on that sentence.
No kidding.
All right, first of all, as Republicans sought to wring political opportunity, or Republicans sought to not have dudes raping girls and women in prisons, or raping and molesting girls in locker rooms, or, and this is plenty, making women intensely uncomfortable because men have been permitted to be in their locker rooms watching them dress and shower, attempting to wring political opportunity. Well, and then the rest of the sentence, yes?
Yeah, the rest of the sentence where they say, and it worked, basically. So then in what way are you wringing opportunity out of something that America agreed with?
Well, right, exactly. They characterized it as a social issue that helped them win the 2024 elections. How do you win elections in our system, New York Times? What do you have to have a majority of? Yeah, people who agree with you. Now, interestingly, as our friend Paolo points out, the bill... Well, this is still the New York Times, approved almost entirely along party lines on a vote of 218 to 206, would prohibit federal funding from going to K-12 schools that include transgender students, dudes. Again, we have a word for that already. It's fellas on women's sports teams.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
It faces a steep challenge in the Senate, where 7 Democrats would have to join Republicans to move it past a filibuster and do a final vote. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what. You want to talk about Republicans pouncing or wringing political opportunity when you can't get more than, I guess, a handful of Democrats to say, hey, dudes raping women in prison ain't cool. We're going to wring a hell of a lot more political opportunity from that because it's blanking insane.
So most of those Democrats don't agree with this policy. They're just scared of the online Twitter wing of the Democratic Party and how they'd come after them, which is the way politics works. But when it's on the Republican side, senators are only doing that because they're scared of the MAGA world. It's somehow awful and evil and scary. But when Democratic senators are voting a certain way because they're scared of, you know, lefty nut job Twitter world, it's
right.
It's what?
Well, interestingly, there was a big BBC survey in Britain sent to hundreds and hundreds of athletes, female athletes, that asked several questions about transgender athletes, dudes who are competing in women's sports, and an uncomfortable majority said they felt very uncomfortable about transgender athletes, but quite a few said they were very hesitant to say what they thought because of fears of abuse or being considered discriminatory. That is the extent to which a very small minority of lunatics have intimidated so many of us. And my gosh, I feel for the women who have been intimidated into silence. I have much more on the unbelievable record. It's sickening. There are something like 2,500 dudes in women's prisons right now because they claim to be a girl. And the rape and the pregnancies and the sexual assaults are rampant. But we don't have time. That's the end of your gender bending madness update.
What were we going to do in hour three? You had something good. We're putting off.
Number one, L.A. area residents who are defying the evacuation ban to guard their homes, sometimes at gunpoint, and also in defense of gouging.
Oh, right. Yeah. If you haven't heard this argument, it'll change your view on this topic, perhaps. If you miss it, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.